Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's been one of the more impressive farm city events that I've run across in a number of years, the Campbell County Backroads Farm Self-Guided Auto Tour. It's hosted by the Campbell County Farmland Work Group, part of the local conservation district, with farmer Dennis Walter serving as coordinator.
We contacted our host farmers when we first started, found out that there was quite an interest. Basically, they educate our urbanized citizens, friends, and neighbors about our farms and how important we are to the economy of the county, and also that we're quite alive and well where we're at. And with their support, that helps us thrive, which is the whole idea. You know, we're trying to preserve the family farm in Campbell County. That's what it boils down to.
This is their fourth year with continued growth, with almost 5,000 taking part last year. Participants can pick their stops from wineries to equestrian centers, from traditional farms to greenhouse operations. You can visit as many or as few as you choose.
We have a published map with all the locations, and it's color-coded as to what venues you will see. So, you know, if you've seen one over the years or want to see one that you haven't seen, you can go by the color code of what the venue is at that farm, and then you can plan your route accordingly. So it has worked quite well for us.
We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
Dennis Walter, coordinator of the Campbell County Backroads Farm Self-Guided Auto Tour, says their event coming up this Saturday, 9 to 5, is free and will take place rain or shine. The farm community has worked hard to set this up and prepare for their visitors. Walter says what makes it all worthwhile is that the farm hosts can tell that the visitors appreciate all that has been prepared.
They do. They do. I think people appreciate that it's still here, and that's our whole intent, to, you know, let people know that we haven't gone away in this county, that we are still here. We still are part of a vibrant part of their community, everyone's community. So it is appreciated and well received.
Their tour booklets are available at retail outlets across the county.
We also have our website, the Campbell County Conservation District website. And if you Google that, you'll find it.
And we wish them great weather for this Saturday's tour. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.